Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, into hour number two. We have a gentleman joining us from Pensacola, Florida, who took photographs of the new special secret police that aren't so new. They've been around since the early 1980s, out searching people's bags, checking their driver's license to get into a college football game. And then all over the country, I have, what, three reports today, one out of a local newspaper, one out of Reuters, and one out of AP, of troops now aren't just going to be on the trains and the bus stations. Now they're going to be on the highways. Well, yeah, News 8 out of Des Moines, Iowa, right after 9/11, said you've seen the troops in the airports. Now they're going to be out on the road checkpoints, and it shows them searching a woman's car on the side of the highway. Folks, that isn't freedom. That's the end of posse comitatus. That's martial law. And Tommy Franks has been spouting off again on national TV this time. I didn't see it, but I talked to a talk show host this morning who saw it, and we got a bunch of emails about it. Did you see it? About how, well, after the next attack, we go to martial law, and that's too bad, but it's what the people want. Well, we'll do it. Don't worry. Emmett in Pennsylvania, then Michael, Ralph, Tim, and a bunch of other people. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Emmett.
Well, I don't want to give them ideas, but they're complaining about writing the Ten Commandments on public buildings. I have a local church here, plays beautiful chimes. I wonder when they're going to complain and say that's air pollution and they can't play the chimes any longer.
Well, when they arrest or harass pro-life bumper stickers, they say, well, people have a right not to see that. Or in Delaware earlier this week, they arrested and on camera beat up a Christian who read from a passage in the Bible criticizing homosexuality. Whether you agree with it or you think it's bad, the point is he has a First Amendment right. And just like the protesters are put in a cage under a building, the anti-war protesters, well, most of those anti-war protesters support arresting people who criticize homosexuals. That's wrong. But that, guess what? They beat him up. This is admitted, and then charged him with disorderly conduct.
Well, thank the Lord, here in Pennsylvania, they passed a law that similar sexes cannot marry.
Well, my friend, thanks for the call, and take care. Michael in Kentucky. Michael, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you mentioned the KGB earlier. It just kind of reminded me of the Red Dawn thing. It's almost like soon we'll be hearing, coded messages of chairs against the wall, John has a long mustache, or whatever, like was in that movie where there was an actual hot invasion of the United States. But
instead of a cold, creeping one.
Yeah, except for 9/11, of course, which is a nice big pageant. Have you interviewed Dave on his 911 in plain sight video? I don't get to listen every day.
No, I haven't.
It's just so, I don't know. It's just the people that are in the 9/11 truth movement or that are trying to expose this, it is just so cheap for infighting among people to occur, and it's so obvious. Like, there's this one site that debunks his film as being, one of the pod people, and it shows a 757 on takeoff with one of its landing gear bay doors open and says, see, here's what they're saying is a pod, because those gear don't close up both at the same time.
Well, I support what Dave's doing, and I think his video is great. And,
well, there's some.
And you know what? We're just asking the questions.
Right.
And I think it's good to ask the questions. And there's a lot of people that try to monopolize the 9/11 truth movement and say that they have the only truth and they're the grand poobah, and I just ignore all those people.
Like the debunking websites that, talk about, there are some stupid emails out there, chain emails and things, but they almost claim
that. Well, let's just move forward and expose the New World Order and just ignore all the infighting.
Well, I did have a point about the film, though, if I can hang on through the break.
Well, you can finish up real quick. We got a guest coming on right now, but I'll let you finish up on the other side.
All right.
Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
After 9/11, they said, ooh, the neighborhood watch is being trained to spy on their neighbors to fight all terrorism and crime. We're going to have local volunteer paramilitary groups to graduate from high school. You'll have to serve 20, 30 hours a week in these tattletale squads, and we have all these articles. And since then, all over the country, whether it's the Super Bowl, the Kentucky Derby, anything and everything, troops show up and search people and check them, and they show up on the highway. And then we started getting reports in Alabama and other states of generally 65, 55-year-old people in military police uniforms. I got these calls out at checkpoints, on the road, at football games, searching people. And then when you'd ask them, are you military, they'd say no. You ask the police, no, but we like them. Well, then they're wearing military uniforms. Well, we found out they really are the military, and it's a weird program, at least in Alabama. We have photos of this on InfoWars.com right now. We'll describe those photos and go over it with the gentleman that got us all this information, Bob Stevens. Before we do that, though, let's let a caller, Michael in Kentucky, finish up with what he was talking about. Go ahead, Michael.
I'll let you get on to your break or get on to your guest there, but I just want to say, you know who this is. I'm a community broadcaster, and I've aired some of your tapes. Dave sent me his film or video, and I've aired it, and I've also covered, you know, the criticisms and saying that there's debunkers out there. But that's one thing about a lot of these people selling tapes or offering tapes is that Dave offers it for review to people if they want to air it. And that, and these critics are not doing that. They want your $20 or whatever and not even offering that to people that are in the media. And I think that says something about the effort there to get the information out. If some of these people that are really wanting to criticize the truth movement and putting out disinformation of their own, why aren't they offering those tapes? That's basically all I had to say, and I'll let you get to your guests. I had a few other points, but you need to move on. So,
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
All right.
I appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Take care, my friend. You know, I personally have been successful with the biggest alternative, what you'd call patriot Christian libertarian radio show in the country, because I let the callers say what they want, but I don't spend my time on this stuff. I mean, when people criticize and attack me, even when newspapers do it now most of the time, I don't even cover the article. It's about the information. It's about fighting the New World Order. And there are a lot of people, you know, in the 9/11 movement who've attacked me. I mean, I've had them attack me and say the Patriot Act 2 didn't exist. And then when it came out that it finally did, they go, and still attacked me. I've been attacked on the most basic of provable stuff, but I just ignore it. People don't want to tune in and hear all day about this person said that, and this person's fighting with that person. And most of these patriot groups out there, that's all they do is fight with each other. Their websites are about half infighting. And I don't do that, and I know Dave doesn't do that, but I don't even spend time responding to this stuff. I mean, it just doesn't even matter. Again, it gets us off the fact that the government's about to carry out more terror attacks to totally kill this country, to totally destroy our freedoms. And I would challenge people, you know, just to keep looking forward and keep the info salvos going downrange. I mean, that's what I challenge people to do. Because I'm just here to get people to think for themselves, to get them involved, to get them to realize what's happened in history and what's happening again. All right, let me go over some of this. MPs at the Senior Bowl in Alabama. Even though he was told the MPs he photographed weren't military, a quick glance at the Alabama State Defense Forces website reveals, quote, on December 30th, 1983, the Alabama State Military Department issued order number 100-2 authorizing the ALSDF cadre strength of 500 with mobilization strength of 5,000. The first commander of ALSDF was Major General M.G. Herman A. Price, Jr. During the Gulf War, the Alabama National Guard was activated and ALSDF provided family support and family assistance. 27 ALSDF members were called to active duty to render this service, AING unit members. See, that's how it starts. It's, oh, we're going to take old military retirees, give them a uniform, and you're going to go out and give support when a car's broken down or a family doesn't have money, a kind of a welfare front line for troops' families, which I think is great. Then they take these organizations and suddenly say, they're going to be out searching your car and searching your bags and asking you questions. And, oh, we're going to boost the level of troops in Alabama from 5,000 to 15,000 of these. And, oh, by the way, your neighborhood watch is going to be given gray uniforms. And, you see, this is how it works. And he got photos of this, and they're posted on the site. And it is to tell us the whole story of what happened and what he witnessed is Bob Stevens from Pensacola, Florida. Bob, it's good to have you on with us.
It's good to be on, Alex. I just wanted to cover what actually happened back in January when I went to the Senior Bowl. Went to the Senior Bowl with my son and figured I was sure there'd be some people at least searching at the gate, probably some cops or something like that. But got up to the gate and they had guys dressed in camo, and a few of them had MP around their sleeve. So I went inside and found my seat, and then I went back and
hey Bob, you don't have a radio on, do you?
No, actually, it's actually pretty loud here at where I'm working.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't that. Okay, so you go in, then you come back out, you take photos, and you question them. Describe that for us.
Yeah, well, basically, I started questioning, and there was a woman there, And I started questioning her and her authority that of her being there, and she got really defensive with me, and she started to make a scene, actually. And then I talked to another gentleman who had an MP on his sleeve, and I found out that it was her husband, so it was they had a husband-wife team there. I told her husband that I wanted to take pictures of him, and he said that I couldn't take pictures of him, and that he would have to get permission from his supervisor to see if I was allowed to take pictures. And I told him it was a free country, and that I'd take pictures wherever I want to take pictures, and he couldn't do anything about it. But he decided he was going to talk to his supervisor, and he did so, and his supervisor, I ended up talking with him, and I mean, they're all pretty much, other than the woman, they're all pretty much nice people. They weren't mean or nasty or anything, but they think they're doing something good when they're in reality they're not really doing anything good.
Well, I mean, they could easily have police searching people's bags, which is bad enough, but no, they want those uniforms. They want people to be conditioned to that.
Yeah, it's all conditioning. I mean, at each of the gates where they had someone in camo looking through everyone's bags and purses, and of course they had a police officer at the gates as well, but he wasn't doing anything. He was just standing there in case, they told me that he was there in case somebody needed to be arrested, the police officer would do the arresting. But he didn't do anything. From what I saw, he just stood there, didn't lift a
finger. By the way, we have video of things that went from training ops to real world, where Marines set up checkpoints, search cars, and when they find something, they step back and the cops come in, folks. And this is incredible. So when you were, I mean, describe your confrontation with this woman.
Oh, basically, I was just telling her that legally the military can't be out on the streets. They can't be policing the general public. That's what the police are for. And she just said that she was authorized by the state governor to do so. And that's basically it. She just got really mean and nasty.
Now, do you have a photo of her?
No, actually, I didn't get one of her.
Well, it looks like there's a shot of a woman from the back in camo who's searching people.
Yeah, that was a different one. And I got that one from up top. I didn't get close enough to get a close-up picture of that one. I'm sure I'm going to be going to the game this year with my camera again. Like I said in the email I sent you, I did talk to the sergeant of Mobile, Alabama, after this event on Monday. And I asked him about it, and how they can actually send people out on the streets in camo, and that it's just conditioning the public to think that it's okay to have military on the streets. And he said that it was a great idea, and that he was going to do it again next year. That these people really helped them out.
And right out in the open, top generals are saying we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. It's a good thing, and all over the country we see this happening, but. But this particular group are I mean, when you talk to the state government, we've got links to the government's website there in Alabama, but did they describe to you what some of the other operations are they're going to be carrying out?
No, I have no idea what they do. I know that I saw on their website they had some emergency training, some FEMA type stuff in case of an emergency. I mean, they're going to be activated to help the public, from what I gather.
Yeah, to help take us to FEMA centers to be forcibly injected.
Yeah, that's right.
What were the crowds doing when they were witnessing all of this?
That's not good either, because, I mean, most people are just going through and just nobody. I was the only one that did any questioning of any to them while I was there.
Were these troops doing?
They were just at the gate looking through people's purses and bags and making sure nobody was bringing beer into the stadium, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's the job of troops, making sure there's not a flask of whiskey or something so we can arrest people. It's just, that is utterly ridiculous, Bob.
Yep, I agree.
Well, we're just going to see more and more of it. Look for these guys to be running checkpoints on your highway in the near future. We've already had this going on for a long time before 9/11.
Oh, yeah, I don't see how. I've got people that I talk to that I bring up information and tell them this is going on, that's going on. And of course, you got the documents to back it up. But you know, people are just refuse to believe what's going on around them. They don't realize that when you're driving down the road, being pulled over for no reason, they think that that's okay because that's to keep the road secure. They think it's okay that if you're going to a movie theater, that the police should be able to.
And now it's, hey, let us go ahead and search your house. What do you have to hide? Stay there, Bob. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors, like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution. Your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment and a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to. But finishing up with our guest, we've got another guest coming up in the next hour, finishing up with Bob Stevens. I appreciate coming on. Bob lives in Pensacola and was there in Alabama for the Senior Bowl, and got these weird retired military people now back in uniform with MP on their arm. I mean, and their uniforms look like they're wearing, you know, just bags or something. I mean, they're just sloppily dressed with cell phones hanging off their lapels and huge MP arm bracelets. I mean, it just, that's fascism. Just citizen goons running around, and they're going to have that control freak neighborhood watch chief, your neighborhood association president. They're recruiting them all. They're going to wear gray uniforms, and they're going to help search your car, and under the new national draft, millions of Americans will serve domestically. But the border will stay absolutely, totally wide open, and they'll take all your freedoms, don't worry. Bob, any other points you want to make about this?
Yeah, one more thing I wanted to let you know. They weren't all ex-military, just to let the listeners know. I know the woman that I spoke with was never in the military whatsoever. So they aren't necessarily all just ex-military. They can be just normal people that have never served in the military.
Yeah, the National Guard website for Alabama says they just get citizens and put them in a uniform. It says MP, no training, and just shove them out on the street. Boy, this is great.
Yeah, and the one gentleman also told me that, because I asked him, I said, well, would someone like me be able to join your organization? And he said that anyone who is involved in any organization that it has anything to do with, that's anti-government whatsoever, you're not allowed to join our organization. And I asked him, being a John Birch member, if I would be allowed to join their organization. And he said I wouldn't be able to.
So he's also a commissar. He's a, literally, folks, he's a political officer, like the KGB head or the GRU or the Stasi, and so by questioning them, that obviously is anti-government, and so you've got to be a boot-licking moron to be a part of this.
That's correct there, Alex.
So he knew all about the John Birch Society. He said, no way.
Yeah, he said, no way.
Of course,
way.
That's a discrimination lawsuit right there.
Yep.
So you should have asked him, you've had special anti-government training to know how to spot the terrorist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that guy's had plenty of FEMA briefings, FEMA brainwashing sessions. What else did this goonball say?
Oh, that was about it. It happened back in January, like I said, so I don't know. I don't remember everything that we went through because, I mean, I went back and forth with them, and all I know, I can remember, they weren't happy with me because when I started questioning what they were doing there, they were not happy about the whole situation.
So basically, he considered you to be anti-government because you asked questions.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Well, again, asking questions is un-American, sir. You're not supposed to be, against troops. I mean, the Founding Fathers were against troops in the streets, but, again, they're bad too, FEMA says.
Yep, that's right.
So you're in there with those wicked Founding Fathers now.
Yeah.
You know what? You should call the state and say, oh, I want to volunteer for this, and go in and say, oh, by the way, I believe in the Constitution, and I think this is questionable. They'll go, oh, sorry, you can't, and then you can sue their tails off.
Yeah, I live in Florida, and it was in Alabama, so I thought of that myself. If I lived in the state, I would definitely look into that.
Well, I want to try to get some of these people on the broadcast.
Okay.
So I think I'll... And, folks, if you go to the website, Infowars.com, you can link through to the Alabama organization, the Alabama State Military Department that issued the order 100-2, and this group that was originally Support for Families that issued these uniforms, anybody that wants them, who loves the government, loves tyranny, you can then link through to their website and give them a call and ask them about this. Anything else, Bob?
That pretty much covers it. The only thing other than that I can say is if the listeners don't have your tapes, they need to get them because a lot of people don't see really what's going on, but after they see your tapes, they don't necessarily jump on the bandwagon as far as being able to see the big picture right away, but I've had a lot of people that watch the tapes, and they don't completely agree with me up front, but then, you know, a couple months later, they see something, and then it triggers something in their mind, and then they start asking questions. So
exactly. They see the video, and then the troops pull them over and search their vehicle, and they go, wow, this is really happening.
Yeah, and then, but the tapes are great, and people need to get them.
All right. Well, Bob Stevens, thank you for the photos and the information, and take care, my friend.
You too, Alex. Bye now.
Boy, I tell you, just... And Tommy Franks on TV last night, General Tommy Franks. Well, it's sad to say, when there's another attack, we're going to have martial law, and it's what the people want, and going to have it. And It's all part of the new freedom, and just don't question it. Then I have this article where Northcom is putting help wanted ads for positions for disinformation officers to plant fake news stories in our media and lie to us. Just openly, job applicants wanted for the military to manipulate the minds of the American people. Help wanted, black ski mask issued for free.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you remember to take your focus factor this morning? No? Too bad. Every morning, men, women, and children across the country start their day with Focus Factor because they rely on it to feed their brain from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. Focus Factor contains vitamins, minerals, protective antioxidants, botanical extracts, and omega-3 fatty acids, some of which have been demonstrated in clinical studies to support healthy brain function. Focus Factor is perfect for business professionals, homemakers, seniors. There's even a special formula for children. Look, your brain is the most important thing in your life. You owe it to yourself to take good care of it. So call now and try Focus Factor. If you don't feel like it's the best supplement you've ever tried, you get your money back. Call 1-800-893-6870. That's 1-800-893-6870. Ask how you can get a free bottle with your order today for yourself or a loved one. Call 1-800-893-6870.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
All right, coming up, I'm going to get more into this Boston Globe article. Brain device offers hope for some mental disorders. Implantable chip, everything will be okay once you have it. Also, more on Northcom, who we know listens. We're on there in Colorado Springs where they're based, on the local AM dial. Help wanted ads for PSYOP themes and messages for use overseas and domestically, as well as, quote, deception plans. Well, that's what they call their little programs of lies, lying and manipulating us. Source, terror attacks to be in early September. Of course, it turns out that information is 4 years old. We'll also get into that for you. And a bunch of other police state news, all part of the new freedom. But right now, let's go to the calls quickly. Ralph in Indiana. Ralph, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm hoping you could shed some light on something I heard on Fox News a few weeks ago.
Okay.
There was a so-called expert on there talking about all the lies in Michael Moore's film. The one that upset me a little bit because it's been a basis for my arguments, or one of the bases, he said that the Unocal pipeline was abandoned. He says that's one of Michael Moore, you know, he talked about an abandoned Unocal pipeline and
Well, what happened is Unocal with Mr. Karzai, who was Unocal executive, who's now the puppet president, had a pipeline deal that got abandoned before 9/11 because they couldn't get out some elements of the Taliban that weren't CIA controlled to go along with it. And so then the Unocal pipeline, a deal was signed with the IMF and World Bank with another oil company, with Unocal getting rights, but under a different umbrella name, to put the pipeline in, and that pipeline is being built as of 2 years ago.
Okay. I figured it was something like that.
Well, they also say that none of the bin Ladens were ever flown out. That was all lies. And then they go, well, actually they were, but on September 18th, eight days later, and that by then the FBI did question them and search them. Well, in a way, that's true. On September 18th, there was a bin Laden half-brother and some other Saudis that did fly out of Orlando, and they were searched by FBI, so it's sleight of hand.
Right, exactly.
No, what the Judicial Watch document itself from the Customs Department and the government's own admissions, and again, this was in Miami newspapers on the 13th and 14th,
yeah,
of September back then. So it was already being reported on. So they try to slide a hand to the 18th, but 160-plus flew out on three separate flights before that and were not searched, and the White House ordered their release. So, again, it's all sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand, yeah. That's okay. Thanks for clarifying that.
You bet, Ralph.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. But, again, what does Michael Moore do? Michael Moore tells you about, I'd say, 2% of 9/11. And he makes it look like it's all the Republicans. And John Kerry and the Democrats are going to save us. And, boy, everything will be fine in the world. It's just Bush. And Bush just had prior knowledge, and maybe he let it happen. Maybe he's just an idiot. Either way, he's totally wrong for the job and totally inept. And so we can all go back to sleep, and everything's fine. Whereas, in truth, all these presidents are just puppets, and the shadow government that's now public is taking over. And so Moore gives you a small piece of the story and then gives you false solutions. I mean, his book, Dude, Where's My Country, calls for UN takeover of America because America is such a rogue state and bad. Well, in truth, it's Europe that owns America, using us as the bad cop, using us as the shill, the foil. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
One quickie about Michael Moore before I go on to what I want to tell you about. Isn't Carlyle Group owning half of the theaters where his movie's playing?
Okay, Newsmax with a classic sleight of hand, again, disinfo piece. I mean, Newsmax will do stuff like, this liberal came out with the movie Hidalgo, and he's a liberal, and it's not doing well at the box office. It has nothing to do with being liberal. It's about a horse race in Saudi Arabia. And then they go, but the conservative, Mel Gibson's doing great. Again, they try to create a fake left-right fight over something that doesn't even exist. And, you know, with the Viggo Mortensen story. The same thing goes with this. 1 week after Fahrenheit 9/11 was released, the first movie chain, big on the East Coast and the Midwest, was bought by the Carlyle Group. What does that have to do with Michael Moore? And they go, oh, look, he's a hypocrite. He's connected to the Carlyle Group. That's like if I sold Christmas trees, and a month after I sold them to the delivery trucks that put them in stores, a psychopath buys one of the Christmas trees and puts it in his house, and when police raid the house, they find a tag on the Christmas tree and say Alex Jones is connected to the serial killer. I mean, it has no connection. But people pick up on that and go, oh, look, he's a hypocrite. Bush is involved with Carlyle Group. And so it's just a tertiary connection. But see, so is Michael Moore. Well, no, the Bushes are their chief consultants to the Saudi royal family, the House of Saud. They are also the chief advisors to the Carlyle Group. They vacation with the bin Ladens and the royal Saudis. James Baker III of James Baker and Associates, former Secretary of State under Lord Bush I, under Bush 41, Lord Bush and his minions are the ones, are the law firm hired to block the 9/11 families suing the Saudis. So that's a real connection. But out of the hundreds of theater chains, this one in the top 20, not one of the biggest, bought by the Carlyle Group after Moore's film comes out. By the way, they took it off some of the screens. I didn't mention that part. It was another article. Somehow that's Moore's connection.
Interesting.
So it's like you own a Ford car, so you secretly funded Hitler now.
Yes.
You know, because Henry Ford helped fund Hitler.
Yesterday, I tried to get through, and we were speaking about the law and the changes. And
yes.
You can actually go all the way back to like 1890 to document the start of the legal changes that were being perpetrated on this country. And I think a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned this one particular case. Erie versus Tompkins, 1938. I would encourage every freedom-loving individual to dial that into a search engine and read on what comes up. It's all about the common and constitutional law versus the UCC and how the American Bar Association is nothing more than a subsidiary of the Lawyers Guild of Great Britain and the evidence.
No, it's all true, and they've created a parallel government where we have no freedoms. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Who's up next here? Marilyn in California, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Alex. I just wanted to tell you the latest here from the left coast on the disinformation thing they're doing. Both of our major papers, the San Francisco Chronicle and the Contra Costa Times, had huge pictures of a guy in paramilitary outfit with brandishing a gun on the Metro Transit Police. They're called the Metro Transit Police Special Response Team in Washington, conduct a sweep on a train due to terror alerts, and it shows these people just scared to death looking at these guys marching down the aisle. That was the, and that was under the headline Bush OKs and
By the way, they do stuff like beating batons. When they don't have the batons and the shields, they stomp and bug their eyes out. We have photos and video of this. I mean, all of them, they'll just bug their, they'll even show their teeth at old ladies. They've been told, get out there and scare them in. Let them know who the authority is.
And they also are now setting up special airport water zones right where they land over the bay on the Oakland Airport and the San Francisco Airport. They're called maritime security zones, and it says, these are the latest spin.
Yeah, the new Maritime Administration is the one that's going to run the national ID card. And again, it's Admiralty law.
Mm-hmm. And it also, there's a big headline because it's a local writer. It says security measure won't stop threats such as missiles. But you see these guys in orange military suits on jet skis floating out on the San Francisco Bay right where the planes land. They're really conditioning us to accept this. There's no doubt about it.
And now all the big majors at colleges or Homeland Security, the TV shows make them all the heroes.
Oh, yeah.
CSI.
Uh-huh.
The whole economy is going to be shifted into cameras, prisons, checkpoints, toll roads, surveillance. And to have a job, you're going to have to go join this. That's how they're going to take control.
I've got one question for you. I'm actually a low-level elected official in this area, and we have a policeman come in every month, and our next meeting is coming up. And I want to ask him, you know, you've been talking earlier about how the feds are taking over our police. I'd like to, can you suggest a question I could ask him? I'm not sure how to frame it. Just to, he may not answer it, he probably won't, just to put him on notice that I know. And
well, what the feds do is you say this. The feds come to say San Francisco, and they go, here's $218 million. And if you take this money, you have to sign a memorandum of agreement to follow our orders in these certain areas. Do you agree? Then they sign it. Then they dispatch the officers to training seminars with the feds to learn how to be good little minions.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do this at every level. Then some cities like Detroit and New Orleans have publicly gone under total federal control.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, I would just bring those points up to them.
Well, I have seen very strange-looking vehicles. We had a drug bust. Our area out here in the east of San Francisco is noted for many years for being under Hell's Angel dominion with meth labs and all that. We had a big drug bust last year, and I saw some of the strangest-looking police vehicles. They were big black window Hummer vehicles, and they were going 100 miles an hour down a city street, and that was the day of a drug bust. And then this Saturday night, a park vehicle, we have a huge East Bay Regional Park District, and they have these incredibly expensive SUVs now with three lights on, and they were, the park district was chasing a vehicle down a major street. So, I mean, we're getting all kinds of police jurisdictions mixing it up, and I'm certainly going to ask them about that.
Well, I mean, that's what the multi-jurisdictional task forces did. They got the police used to working with county, state, federal, city. Now they're merging that, building regional command centers. They put a CIA, NORTHCOM liaison officer in over them, and it's just horrible. Thanks for the call. The reason I'm asking who's up next is I was told a caller hung up, and I'd like to know who did hang up. Okay, let's go to Todd in California. Todd, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually in Florida, but that's no big deal. It's August 4th. I think you rock. I think that you actually have a great point, sir, but the other point is that that it's not about a cult of personality. So if you do ultimately sell me out, I'm going to be prepared for that.
I have no idea what you're even talking about, Todd.
No, that a lot of what you're talking about is totally credible, is totally legitimate. I think that Bush is going to win. Why would you destroy all of this momentum of the police state infomercial? Why would you destroy all of that? And why blow stuff up, really, if you don't have to? Because in 1945, I guess, the Cold War began with the big mushroom cloud and the visual, and that led to 45 years of something, and now you have a visual that began on 9/11. And that you don't necessarily need to blow other stuff up. You just live on the visual after a while, and you perpetuate that one.
Well, what you're saying is that 9/11 is the big trigger event and the psychological pretext to now leave the Cold War and enter the new 100-year war on terror that is really against the individual, this smoky apparition that can never be defeated, this Goldstein-like Orwellian character. I'm just going off what the globalists are saying, and I believe that to get the real tyranny they want, they're going to need from time to time to apply new, real attacks, not just fake terror alerts.
Right,
and,
you know,
I mean, I hope and pray the globalists back off and think they're getting enough gas mileage out of what they've done to get their police state so we can expose them and try to back them off. But I believe that in the next 365 days, you're going to see a big terror event either in Western Europe or the United States.
No, I think that Bush obviously wins. This is an affirmation. If you just look at what Tom Ridge is he non-political, but he's an affirmation of this police state. And
he's non-political? Why?
Well,
because he says he's not political?
No, but that's the way it's been presented. That's the way this is a Hollywood movie. I mean,
it is.
And that's what Tom Ridge is presented as, wow, non-political, and no one's going to vote against him. This isn't going to happen. I mean, he's going to be reaffirmed in any way, shape, or form, but I don't think that you need to blow stuff up to get what you want, because and the sheeple
thing.
You mean
the globalists don't need to blow stuff up to get what they want?
Right. It's already happening in the legislation. I mean, what you speak of each day, incrementalism is working. You don't necessarily need to have that big visual. And really, when you look at the Cold War, that worked for 45 years. It really worked from 45 to kind of 90. That was a 45-year type of thing. And now,
Sir, I appreciate your call, Todd, calling from wherever you're calling from. Look, you're not listening to me. While we all thought we were safe during the Cold War, the communists were killing tens of millions of people. And they were doing it under the support of this government. You notice they left McCarthy alone until he said, no, the army runs the communists, and I found out they're funding them. Well, in hindsight, they now have former CIA section chiefs on the History Channel, you know, at 92 years old, going, well, we actually thought that Mao was a stabilizing effect, so we actually put him in, contrary to popular belief. So that's actually all true. So the globalists had their fun and brought total tyranny to half the world. Now, under the new guise of the war on terror, they're going to bring that here. You understand? It's about taking your property, taking everything you've got, having a draft, getting you into their system, totally controlling you, moving the police state out of the train stations and the conventions and the buses, even off the highways into your homes, sir. They're not going to get their gun confiscation and their national draft and their compulsory service until they start vaporizing buildings. They're really gearing up for it. And so just brace yourself. Ron in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air, Ron.
Hi, Alex. I'm going to digress just for one moment from my original topic, and I'm going to get right back online. You had mentioned police officers banging their shields. Do you know where that technique comes from?
From Rome.
Ancient Roman legions, the same people that crucified Christ. So people should keep that in mind. That's right. That's where that comes from. Okay, now my topic that I called about was a passage of a law about 10 days ago with very little notice. You may be familiar with it. It was called the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act?
Yes.
Okay. I read the law. It's basic. It sort of passed on the QT. In fact, it passed by a voice vote in the U.S. Senate, which is unusual. I got to tell you the honest truth. Even as retired law enforcement, it's an embarrassment to me. And I could go on probably for an hour why it's an embarrassment to me, but simply it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution.
Well, for those that don't know what it is, explain it, the special privileges if you're a former God.
Sure. Could you hold me over?
Yes. Because, again, government is God. But how can we get people to go along with it in government if when they retire they'll no longer be God? They will continue to issue the Lord title. That's what lordliness is. To them. Continual lordship. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey NP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Ron is a retired New York police officer. We've talked to him before. Ron, explain to folks what you were just talking about.
Yes, it's a law. It was signed into law very quietly. This was done probably around 10 or 11 days ago, called the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act of 2004. The final analysis, what it does is it creates a national concealed carry for officers who are both active and retired. So that, let's say, for instance, an officer from New York, whether active or retired officer, could carry his gun in any one of the other 49 states of the Union. Or an officer from California can carry his gun in New York. Or retired officer. Now, there are numerous things about this law that I'm ashamed of, numerous points. The one in particular is this, and I got to say this, even though the law would benefit me, what's right is right. How could you take somebody who's a retired officer, which is another word for a private citizen, that's all you are once you retire, you're a private citizen, elevate him to this right or privilege on a national basis? I'd see that as a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution.
Well, they're actually issuing lordly title.
Yeah, that's basically what they're doing is they're making basically a privileged class who can carry a firearm throughout the 50 states.
But
the wording of this law is disgraceful,
too.
But
again, I said they would do this years ago because most police are pro-gun because they know when they retire they're going to lose that right. Now suddenly they're going to be happy because they're going to have special privilege.
Right. Well, it will definitely drive a wedge between the retired officer community and the pro-gun community, and it was probably designed to do that. But if you see even the wording of this law, it's disgraceful. They talk about, with reference to active duty law enforcement, that they have the right to carry whether or not they're even properly trained in their agency. Could you imagine having some guy, let's say, I don't know, from New Jersey, down there in Texas, essentially, if he wants to, he could play cop. That's a disgrace. That's insane. That's a formula for catastrophe. And then you could have that same situation with someone who's nothing more than a private citizen, no better than you or anybody else. I don't see this passed. This was an NRA deal, by the way. They're the only ones right now who have the ear of the Justice Department and John Ashcroft, them and an adjunct organization called the Law Enforcement Alliance of America, which is basically an adjunct organization of the NRA. They're the only ones right now discussing with the Justice Department and John Ashcroft the specifics of implementation. This isn't even being opened up within the public realm where there could be...
Well, how about we have nationwide Vermont concealed carry for everybody?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to have equal protection, it's you do it for everybody or you do it for none.
Exactly.
You
thanks for the call, Ron. Great points. We've got to start the third hour here in just a few minutes, and we'll get to Ashley and everybody else in a bunch of news, and we have a guest coming on the broadcast. Yeah, this is, I mean, look, police have been pro-gun 93% of the time in major polls because they know guns make you safer, and they don't want to lose their Second Amendment later. This is being done so they'll go along with gun control against the rest of us. They're being given special rights, and again, they call us the civilians. They're our new military authority. Before I end this second hour, I do want to encourage you to visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com because I've got so many great videos I've made, so many wonderful films I carry, books on tape, other books by great researchers and authors. You need to have these materials. They'll really wake people up. They're key tools in the fight against the New World Order, and your purchase also makes this show possible. So please call the toll-free number and get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get The Matrix of Evil. Get Police State, Total Enslavement. Get America Destroyed by Design. Get my videos and get them out to people, plus all the new titles we're carrying by other researchers. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com if you want to learn more and get involved in the fight for this country. Or call toll-free to order or to ask questions about the different specials we offer at 1-888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate, folks. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Third hour straight ahead. Stay with us.